Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision podcast on globalisation. I'm so glad you're here because this is one of the most fascinating and relevant topics in the entire specification. Everything from the phone in your pocket to the food on your plate is touched by globalisation. And the good news? Examiners absolutely love this topic, which means mastering it can seriously boost your grade. So let's get into it. Section 1. What is globalisation? Globalisation is the process by which the world's economies, cultures, and populations have become increasingly interconnected and interdependent. Think of it this way. 100 years ago, most people bought goods made locally. Today, your trainers might be designed in the USA, manufactured in Vietnam, using materials from China, and sold in a shop in Manchester. That is globalisation in action. For your exam, you need a sharp, precise definition. Here it is. Globalisation is the increasing integration of the world's economies through the growth in international trade, capital flows, migration, and the spread of technology and culture. Examiners award marks for definitions that include the words interconnected, interdependent, and integration. Learn those three words. They are your golden ticket. Now, what caused globalisation to accelerate so dramatically in the late 20th and early 21st centuries? There are 6 key drivers, and I want you to remember them using the mnemonic TTFMTF, which stands for technology, trade liberalisation, falling transport costs, migration, transnational corporations, and financial markets. Let's go through each one. First, technology and the internet. The digital revolution transformed communication. Businesses can now operate globally in real time. A company in London can manage a factory in Bangladesh, process payments in New York, and serve customers in Tokyo, all simultaneously. The internet reduced the cost of information to almost zero and made global coordination possible. Second, trade liberalisation, through organisations like the World Trade Organization, or WTO. The WTO was established in 1995 and has worked to reduce tariffs, that's taxes on imports, and remove other trade barriers. When countries lower their tariffs, it becomes cheaper to buy goods from abroad, which increases international trade. The WTO now has over 160 member countries. That is a fact worth dropping into your exam answers. Third, falling transport costs. In 1950, shipping a standard container across the Atlantic cost around $2,000. By 2000, that same journey cost just $200 in real terms. The invention of containerization, standardized metal shipping containers, revolutionized global trade by making it far cheaper and faster to move goods around the world. Fourth, migration of labor. People move across borders in search of better wages, education, and opportunities. This movement of labor allows businesses to access skills and workers from a global pool, and it transfers knowledge, culture, and remittances, money sent home, back to developing countries. Remittances to developing countries exceeded $540 billion in 2020. Fifth, transnational corporations, or TNCs. These are companies that operate in multiple countries. Think Apple, Nike, Samsung, Toyota, and Unilever. TNCs drive globalization by locating different parts of their production process in different countries to minimize costs. Apple alone has a supply chain spanning over 40 countries. Sixth, financial markets. Global financial markets allow capital to flow freely between countries. Investors in London can buy shares in a Brazilian company or lend money to a South Korean bank. This free flow of capital funds investment and growth across the world.